This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Hello, this is Amy Harrison, and you're listening to Hit Publish, where I cover simple ways to get better results with your online business. So today we're going beyond hitting the publish button. You've taken your time to research, write, and publish high-quality content your audience is going to love. But hitting publish is really just the beginning, and if you don't have a system in place for also promoting your content, you're really missing out. I want to thank you for downloading this podcast, and I want to thank Rainmaker FM for hosting it. So are you ready for a veritable toolbox of techniques and tips to help get your content out to as many people as possible? Let's hit publish. All right, my lovely Hit Publish listener, let's get straight into the word of the week. This week's word is blandish, a verb which means to coax someone with kind words or flattery. As always, I'll be hiding that word somewhere in today's episode, and when you hear it, feel free to give a little squeal of delight. Now, it's time for our Dear Amy column. Dear Amy, I've been writing and publishing content on my business blog for a while, but I don't seem to be getting traction. Do you have an idea about how to promote my posts without being pushy or spammy? Yours, feeling slightly overlooked, Sherry. Well, Sherry, I don't just have one idea for you. I've got 9 ways that you can attract readers to your content after you have hit that publish button. You see, here's the problem that a lot of content creators face. You can put in a lot of time and effort into creating content and then feel like hitting the publish button is the final step, when really it is just the beginning. So the following scenes are based on a true story of a once-loved blog post. Some content creators may find the following disturbing. Oh, hello. I'm a blog post and I'm just having the most wonderful time at the moment hanging out with Amy. We're spending so much time together. She's researching information using a search engine and she's getting comments in from experts and then she puts them all together in me, her blog post that she loves. And I can tell she's enthusiastic. She's got that sparkle in her eyes that lets me know we're really making something magical together. And after weeks of planning out my title, doing the research, the writing and formatting, we're finally going to go public. That's right. She's going to hit that publish button and let the world know we are together. I can't wait to see what happens. Here it comes. She's hitting publish now. Amy? Amy, where are you going? What? 1 week later. I don't know what happened. I really thought she was committed to me, but once she hit publish, I never saw her again. I think she mentioned me on Twitter once, but that was it. Now I just lay by the wayside on page 2 of her blog while she spends all of her time with those new posts. But it's always the same story. I see her looking at those blog posts like she looked at me. And then once that publish button is pressed, it's like we no longer exist. Now, it may seem dramatic, but in the past, I've worked for so many businesses that invest a lot of time and energy creating great content. And then their post is just left forgotten on their website. So the social media counters stay at 0 and they become frustrated that no one seems to be engaging with the content. So if you can relate to that, you're going to love these 9 techniques, because the secret you need to understand is that you have to give the first push. You've got to get that content promotion ball rolling, but it doesn't have to be a difficult thing to do. So first up, 1, use your current network. So if you've been running an online business for a little while, you probably know other people in your field, other bloggers, business owners, ones that you respect and admire. There is nothing wrong with reaching out to these people and asking them if they want to share your post or your content. It comes with a couple of rules though. 1, your post has to be relevant to their audience. So don't reach out to your accountant friend asking them to share your latest post on dog grooming, unless they're a big dog grooming fan, of course. And 2, be polite, don't be pushy, and explain why you'd like them to be involved. So for example, you might ask your friend to share the post or leave a comment because you really respect their opinion and you'd love to have them as part of the discussion. Or perhaps you think that the content will just really help their particular audience. Now, the other important thing to remember here is that you should have spent some time building your network first. You can reach out to people outside of your close network, and we'll look at that a little bit later on. But in this instance, number one, I'm talking about reaching out to people who you've already got a really good rapport with. Next up, two, don't be afraid to tell people about your content and your article multiple times. Social media platforms, in particular, are perfect for this because sometimes people need to hear about something many, many times over from lots of different angles before it piques their interest. Dad, do you fancy going to a bluegrass festival there one weekend this September? Oh, I don't think so, Amy. Me and your mother, we're not much in for festivals, all that loud noise and muck. Well, what if you could enjoy some great live music in just two music tents, quite small, and only a 5-minute walk to your fully equipped static caravan, all on site? Oh, I don't know, watching bands all weekend, that might get a bit boring. Well, you know that banjo you just started playing? What if you could take that with you and join in other live sessions with beginners who are also just like you, and then you could take part in workshops and maybe learn some new techniques? Oh, I'm not sure. What if I told you it was just £2 for a pint of bitter? For the love of George Jones, Amy, why didn't you say so? Sign us up! Now, persuading your customer to read your content is going to be a heck of a lot easier than persuading my dad to, well, to do just about anything, really. And here's the thing, you know, it's not good enough to simply let people know once that you've written a new piece of content, because one, they might miss your announcement the first time round. And two, they might be interested in certain aspects of your post, but not others. So what can you do? Well, one thing is to have a plan to post multiple times over your social media channels. Now, you don't want to be spammy or repetitive, so here's what I've been trying on Twitter recently that's been working really, really well on my own posts. Once a post is written, I create a separate document that has a list of multiple possible tweets to promote that post. Each tweet is different, so I'm never saying the same thing twice. So I might ask a question in one or offer a quick tip that comes up in the post. I try and think of as many different angles as possible. Then I take that document and upload it to my Hootsuite account. And Hootsuite is some software that manages social media accounts. And I'll link to it in the show notes. What that does, once I upload this document with all my different tweets, it automatically sends them out at certain times that I have set. It takes me about 15 minutes to do this, and I can submit tweets that will go out throughout the whole week ahead. And so for the first couple of days, I might send one tweet every few hours, and then maybe just one tweet once a day after that. But what I found is that it does increase engagement on my posts, and people pick things up at different times because they're in different time zones, or simply because different titles have caught their eye. So multiple touches is essential when marketing anything. Don't just feel like saying it once is enough to get your content, the readers, and the eyes on it that it really deserves. Number three, one thing you can do is promote your post or your content and your email signature. Now, this is down to personal preference and how you want your emails to be seen, but I use a tool called YStamp, and it lets you build a customized email signature, and I use it with my Gmail accounts. One of the options that YStamp gives you is to link to your latest blog post. Once you set up your email signature, which is really easy to do, it automatically updates whenever you publish a new post. So when you email people, they can see the title of your latest post and your signature. And again, I'll link to YStamp in the show notes, but it's definitely something that you might want to check out. Four, commenting on other people's blog posts. Now, back in the day when blogging was starting to take off, this was a key marketing strategy. You leave a comment on someone else's blog, hope that they come and visit your site and then engage with your content or share your post. Now, this can still work, but these days it's not just about putting out comments there willy-nilly. It's really about building relationships with people and building your network. So I would recommend choosing a handful of blogs that you read regularly and respect, subscribe to them, and get involved in the conversation as much as you can. Because you've got to give a little before you can expect to get things back. Number five, quote experts in your content. Mentioning industry experts is a great way to get people's attention, these industry experts' attention, and encourage them to share your content. But you've got to do it with substance, so don't just stick their name into a post. Explain why you want to feature them, why you want to use their particular quote, why you respect their opinion, the work that they do, and why your audience should maybe find out more about them. Just make sure that you are genuine and you don't just blandish your experts insincerely. Now, once the post is live, you can then tag your expert in a tweet or a social media update and mention that you featured them in your post. Most experts using social media regularly are more than happy to share a well-written post that mentions them. Number 6, share other people's content. So I said it before, but you've got to give before you can get. So if you want more people sharing your content, make sure you're also being generous and sharing other people's content too. A couple of tools that I use for are these. Feedly. This lets me to subscribe to a bunch of blogs I like and respect, and then I can go through and I can see a whole list of posts and catch up on them all at once. Then I link my Feedly account with a tool called Buffer. And when I see an article that I like, I can click on it, I can add a comment, and that is then uploaded to my Buffer account, which then reshares that post across Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook for me. But the brilliant thing about this is that I can go in, and this takes me about, again, 15 minutes a day. I highlight all the articles that I like, put comments to them, put them in my Buffer account, and then Buffer will not just blitz them out all at once, it will share them over a period of time. So again, what you're doing is you're sharing a lot of this content, you're putting out this content on your social media channels, but it's being nicely drip-fed. And that's how you avoid looking spammy or pushy. Number 7, email industry leaders. So maybe you haven't mentioned a specific expert in your post, but there's someone in your industry who you think would enjoy what you've written, and more so, you think that their audience would find it useful and valuable. Don't be afraid to reach out via email and let them know about your post. But here's what you need to remember. 1, keep your email short and sweet. Get to the point about who you are and what you do. 2, tell them why you think they might like the post. 3, tell them what value you think their audience would find in it. 4, link directly to the post to make it easy for them to read and share. And 5, be respectful. Show that you know something specific about them, their business, and their industry. Now, too many business owners I know shy away from this tactic because they worry that they're going to be annoying or be a bit of a bother. But if you're offering real value in your content, it's not annoying. Because you know what annoying is? Having something of value and not sharing it. Hey, Amy, what are you doing out here in the Arctic? Oh, well, I wanted to set up a stall selling these thick sheepskin coats, and I figured, well, people are probably pretty cold in the Arctic, and I thought it'd be a good place to shift them. Wow, hey, did you see that group of sailors that are shipwrecked and shivering just down the way there? They'd absolutely love to buy a sheepskin coat. Yeah, I saw them. I didn't want to bother them. Obviously, that's ridiculous. But seriously, if your content is going to help people, you have to share it. Now, if you're worried about sharing it, it may be that you don't feel your post or article is really strong enough. If so, go back. What can you add in that's going to give more advice, more tips, and really delight the reader? Number 8, sell your post in your newsletters. The reason I say sell it isn't because I mean you should charge for it, but you do have to sell your reader on the idea of spending their time and attention consuming your content. So I see a lot of businesses that simply mention the title of their latest blog post in a newsletter. Try and avoid this. Instead, talk about the key issues or tips that you talk about in the post. Tell them the problem that you solve. Tell them what they're going to be able to do as a result of reading your content that they couldn't do before. Get them excited about reading your article. Don't just simply tell them that you've got a new post out. And finally, number 9, publish across multiple channels. Wow, Amy, so it's a big day for your new newspaper, Country Music Content Marketing. Are you excited? Oh, you betcha. I've got 4,000 copies of the first edition and another 4,000 lined up for next month's edition. Wow, so cool. So who's going to stock them? Are they going to be in the supermarkets or Waterstones, WH Smith? What? No, people can just come to my bedroom, get them directly from me. You're not going to put them in any shops? Don't think I need to. I mean, I live here at home. This is where I create all my other content. I mean, people should know where to find me if they want a copy. Now, your business website or your blog is your online content home. And that's where you want to base your content. But with billions of web pages out there, publishing only on your site means you're making it harder for new audiences to find you. So what can you do? Well, try and have a presence on a number of different social media channels, for example. But make sure that you choose a channel you'll actually use, choose a channel where your target market hangs out, and choose only a handful of channels that you can post to regularly and consistently. So don't spread yourself too thin and have a sporadic social media presence. Also, think about maybe guest posting for the websites where you may have the chance to link back to a related piece of content on your own site. That's a great way for bringing in new readers. So here's my question to you. What system are you going to put in place to make sure that hitting publish isn't the last step, but part of the ongoing conversation you're having with your audience? Also, do you have other content promotion techniques that are working really well for you? Don't keep them to yourself. Let us know what they are in the comments and the show notes. I want to thank you for being a smashing hit publish listener. If you found this useful today, I'd love it if you popped over to iTunes and left a rating and a review. Takes just a couple of minutes, but apparently leaving a review means you're less likely to lose your car keys in the future. So that's got to be worth it, right? Don't forget, if you'd like to be featured in the Dear Amy column, simply leave a comment on the show page with your question or your problem, or email me at hello@writewithinfluence.com. That's all for this week. So until next time, remember to take action and hit publish.